But you wouldn't how many would you call, the rider and the left horse? If you had two horses fixed to a wagon?
The horse, more than that, has got a name. Speak to that.
Oh, okay. See, if somebody's slipping and I'm smiled and they busted the rear end, which way would you say they fell?
Fell on the bottom.
Or you might say they fell back.
Yeah. Slip.
Okay.
And I like to have done that too one time.
Well, we have.
I caught up, got my foot up in time to catch up. Mm-hmm. That's all that kept me shut down on that ice.
Where were you at the time?
In Zola, North Carolina.
Which direction did you fall?
My feet were going out from under. I was just about to sit down.
Pretty hard, too.
Yeah.
Would you say you fall backwards? Or?
Backwards.
Okay. How about if you fell the opposite way? Fall?
You fall forward.
Okay. Would you ever use nary? Like, if you went out fishing and didn't catch anything, would you say you caught nary one?
Oh, it's that fisherman's luck.
Pardon me?
Fisherman's luck. A wet butt and a hungry gut.
Wet butt and a hungry gut.
Yeah.
Great. That's true, though.
Yeah. That's so, you know, when you go and don't catch anything.
We just said we went out and got skunks.
Yeah. Either got skunks or something other like that, but that's an old saying. Well, do you have any luck? Yeah, fisherman's luck. Wet ass and a hungry gut.
What might you call the second cutting of clover or grass?
Well, that would be the second cutting.
Okay. How about if you had some old dry dead grass that was left over in the spring? Is there a name for that type of grass?
Well, that's just a whole lot of grass or dead grass there on the ground.
Did you ever cause crop residue?
Oh, yes. If you don't get rid of it, you'll have trouble the whole year.
Oh, really?
You can't plow through it. Mm. You can't cultivate your crop for the whole lot of old dead grass there.
What might you call a crop that comes up that hasn't been planted?
Well, that's a volunteer.
Okay, they kind of volunteer.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it that the weed is tied up into? Tied into a little...
I imagine that I don't have any experience with any of that, but I imagine that would be tied to a jute string or something another like that.
Mm-hmm. Would you call it a piece or a bundle?
We call it a bundle, I imagine.
Okay. What would you, if you had like a bundle of corn, what are the bundles piled up into?
That'd be a shock.
Okay. Is there a certain number of bundles to shock? Put them there, huh?
Just put them in, then you're ready to move to the next shock.
Okay. Well, we were talking about breads. What are the kinds of breads that may not flour? You mentioned biscuits. Is there anything else?
No. You make light bread. You make biscuits out of that. And of course, they have this pancake flour and all that kind of stuff too. You know, they don't flour and make pancakes. All such stuff as that.
Okay.